Very happy to have with us now the Browns general manager, Tom Hecker, to take a look at what's coming up this week at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Tom, as far as the logistics of this go, people, you hear Senior Bowl, and people generally know it's an important part of the evaluation process, but they don't really quite know how specifically it helps the process. Please break that down for us.
Well, I think it's just another, you know, another tool that we use to figure out where the players should go. And, you know, obviously there's not a ton of players there. There's, you know, I think there's probably going to be like 60 guys, I think, end up showing up down there. And you know, obviously they're – most of the top guys do not show up, and because obviously the juniors can't play in it, so there'll be a few top players, senior players there, but it's really probably more of the late first round than beyond that type of guys that are there. And but you know, it's another time for us to see them and talk to the players and get to see them versus, you know, live other players that are good players. So it's a good thing for us to watch.
So much is mentioned about seeing them practice, that the practices are far more important than the game at the end of the week. Why?
Well, I think that, you know, it's probably just different positions. Where corners, it's really good because you'll see them in press coverage. Where you can, some of these guys have never played press coverage at all. You can watch all the tape they played in college, and you don't get to see them play press. Well, they'll do one-on-ones here in because it's an NFL coaching staff, so they'll do one-on-ones versus the receivers. So you'll get to see the receivers and DBs go against each other. So that's a big thing. One-on-one pass rush. You know, some guys are playing at a new position. Maybe an outside linebacker in college in a 3-4 is now playing a defensive end in the Senior Bowl. So you know, we'll get to see things like that. But you know, anytime, these are obviously the best of the guys, or close to the best of the guys out there, so they're going against all good players. Where you know, you watch a couple whoever, a major college, you know, a few games in there, they're playing, you know, not great opponents, so this, mm-hmm, at least you'll get to see them against good competition.
And the coaching staffs being Minnesota and Washington specifically, do you have to go in with sort of the working knowledge of their, I know you have that, but I mean their systems, their schemes, and how much does that impact how you look at how the players work within those drills?
You really don't have to look too much in that because it's really, really simple. Obviously, they don't have a whole lot of time to get prepared, so they make it real simple. You know, you're not allowed to blitz, which is, it's a good thing. So, you know, I think it's more just going, one-on-one battles are more important than the scheme stuff because the scheme stuff is usually pretty simple.
I mean, you think of a Mike Shanahan, for instance, with the Redskins and his history with great quarterbacks in the league, or especially one quarterback by the name of John Elway. But in as far as his input, his tutelage, his teaching, when you're working with quarterbacks, I would think that that's got to be in the back of somebody's mind as a talent evaluator.
Yeah, it does. You know, and it's, if you're coaching the game, I guess you do get a little inside information just because you are going through the process of, you know, going through the playbook, you know, trying to explain plays and then see how they pick that up. But you know, for just a week, it's, I don't know how much you get out of it. You do probably get a little advantage of that, but you know, I don't know how far you can take that.
How about the sort of the pressure that maybe NFL coaches would apply to players in this practice setting that I've seen in some years where it gets pretty intense, where they really want them to get the feel for what having a job to play pro football is versus, say, and it's not like it's entirely not a job. You're on scholarship at a major college in many cases that of these players that are there. But that idea that you're being pushed and pressed, you want to see that interaction as well.
Oh, yeah, and I think the big thing, the players know that. I mean, players know that, you know, every general manager, every head coach, you know, and most position coaches are there. So they get, it's almost like the combine where, you know, we've always been a big advocate of, you know, why guys would go to the combine and not work out. And, you know, you got everybody right there watching you. It's a great opportunity for to do what, you know, show what you can do. And same thing with the Senior Bowl where they know all of us are going to be there. So why not, you know, put your best foot forward? And but, you know, like I said, there will be some guys that have already pulled out that, you know, we thought were good players, but they just decided not to play.
And besides yourself, who else will be part of the Browns traveling party there? And if you could break down kind of the responsibilities or what these folks will be doing while they're there.
Well, you know, obviously all of our entire scouting staff will be down there. And the way we do it now is really about right after Thanksgiving, we've kind of divided the scouts into positions. So each scout will have a certain position. They've watched all their area guys. Then we break them down in positions. So they'll continue with that position through all the All-Star games, through the combine, and all the way through. They'll just basically, they're done with their area guys. Now they're just concentrating on their position. And then by the end of this whole thing, they'll rank everybody they've saw by position. They'll rank the guys that they've seen. So then our coaches will do the same thing, and our coaches will be there, and they'll be watching the same things, and they'll be doing their evaluations and come up with just an order of how they like the guys from top to bottom, and that's how we do it.
Browns general manager Tom Hecker joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So as you watch the sessions, do you take – mental notes, do you take physical notes? You know, is it a pad and pen process? How do you go about watching?
It's usually a little bit of both, but you know, we do get all the practices on tape, and we get the game on tape. So the actual what you see from a physical standpoint, we usually wait and watch the tape and do that, and that's where we take the notes. But you know, we try to talk to the players, you know, either on the field or at the hotel or wherever we can track them down, to be honest with you. And so that's, we'll write that stuff down, obviously. But it's just more of a, you know, like you said, how the guy carries himself during the week. You know, does he seem like he fits? And some of the smaller school guys that'll be there, they're, you know, obviously in the Alabama area, they usually try to bring in some smaller school guys from there and see how they fit, if you know they haven't played this competition before. And so that's big for us to watch and see.
So much of this too, and I hear this about the combine, but I guess I know it's pretty true with the Senior Bowl, is this chance to visit with these players. So how many of these Senior Bowl prospects will you visit with, and how's that divvied up? Who will actually be doing the chatting with them, and how long are each of these sessions?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is the more we can talk to these guys, the better off we are. The more times we can get in front of them, and you know, so every time we get a chance to talk to them, we'll do it. And but the way we'll do it there is the same thing. The position, the scout that has the position, he'll hit everybody at the bowl games at his position and interview them. And then you know, I'll try to get the top guys that we've kind of targeted, and I'll try to talk to them myself. But we'll interview everybody there.
And we're talking like 15 minutes, or how much time do you get with them?
You know, it's not like
there's no rules.
Yeah, there's no rules at the Senior Bowl. It's just when you can get them. You know, so it's kind of a, you know, sometimes you have to sit there with a couple other scouts just because that's just the situation. Where right. At the combine, it's more structured, and you get a guy for a certain amount of time,
right.
and you're all on your own. But here, it's just kind of grab them when you can get them.
And are you? We're talking about, like, do you have a room set aside where they can? With a board and something, do you want like quarterbacks drawing up plays, or how do you do that?
At the combine, we'll do that. Here, we won't. This is just strictly just an interview, just to see what kind of kids they are, and you know, if we know some of the stuff we've got from the coaching staff, maybe a character issue that we'll talk to them about and see what they say. But you know, we'll probably hit these guys again at the combine. So it's just more of a just kind of a get to know you and just see what kind of a kid they are.
Can you get good information there, Tom? And if you get, I mean, even generically or not hypothetically, maybe if you can give me specifically without naming names, something that you pulled from a Senior Bowl conversation, say, that actually impacted how you went about drafting a guy.
Oh yeah, there's no question. I mean, you know, especially if there's a guy that's either has a character issue or a learning issue, and we sit down and talk to him, and you can tell with, you know, if let's say you get a guy for a half hour and you're sitting talking to him and you ask him about a specific incident, and you have to, you know, our scouts and myself and everybody have to come out really with the end of the day is, do you believe him? If he said it was a one-time deal and he tells you the what exactly happened, and you either believe him or you don't. And if you don't, then obviously somebody that we probably aren't going to be interested in if it's a major character flaw. So you do get the chance to, and you have to make a decision on that, but I do think you get a chance to sit there and hear what the kid has to say.
Attitude, body language, all those things come into play. I mean, how they kind of conduct themselves with you, if they're acting like they're, you know, too cool for school or
no
whatever,
question.
Are some of those things?
No question about it. And you've come across guys where just like, you know, they really don't want to be there. They're kind of just acting like, you know, I'm going to be a top pick. I shouldn't have to do anything. And you know, like, hey, wait a minute, you know. And so you get that a lot. And you know, it's a good thing for us to look and see.
No, that is fascinating. And you mentioned too, the coaches are part of this. So Pat Shurmur and some of his assistant coaches are there as well. Do you interact the coaches and the scouts to compare notes on site there, or is that something that happens later?
Yeah, we'll do that when we get back. You know, everybody's kind of on their own down there, and then you know they have their guys that they need to talk to, and then when we get back, we'll compile all that.
And face it, it's business, and I know it's everybody's focused on the job at hand, evaluating the players. But there's also a social aspect to this business. You guys, a lot of camaraderie among people who do what you do with other teams, and you have friends in this league. as much of anything else, the Senior Bowl is seen as somewhat of a football convention. And I know, and this is maybe not the happiest part of it, a job fair for a lot of out-of-work coaches and maybe scouts who are looking for opportunities, looking to talk with guys like yourself to see if they can get something.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's both that. You know, obviously it's a time where you get to see some your fellow you know, guys that have worked in the NFL, and you only two times a year, unless you're playing the team, you get to see them at the Senior Bowl, and really the Combine is really the only time you get to catch up with these guys, and so that's a good part of it. But the other thing is, like you said, it's an eye-opening deal where you see guys that have coached in the league a long time or been a personnel guys in a long time looking for jobs, and so I think the reality kind of hits in to say, hey, you know, this is obviously it's a great job to have, but you know, it could end very quickly, you know, and that's kind of an eye-opening thing when you see all the coaches down there looking for jobs.
And with the Brown staff still looking to fill a couple of openings on the coaching staff, particularly this offensive coordinator's job, on the assumption it's not filled by the time you are down at Mobile, does that factor into anything, not having that that person, say, have his set of eyes and his involvement in the process of, you know, evaluating some of the offensive personnel that are going to join this team?
Right, not really, just because, like I said, we get all the tape from the practices and the game, and so it's really not going to be a big factor in anything.
Okay. Tom, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
We'll see you in Mobile. That is Tom Heckert, the general manager for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.